Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone, and even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at Hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I would love to go on vacation, but I don't want to leave our Charlie behind.
I agree. I heard that the magazine Fido Friendly lists places where you can stay with your pet. They also offer reviews so you have an idea about pet policy to include any restrictions, fees, and what pet amenities to expect.
That's, dare I say, possum. What are we waiting for?
I'm way ahead of you. I just logged on to FidoFriendly.com and found a 4-star resort. Hilton Santa Fe Resort and Spa at Buffalo Thunder in New Mexico.
Charlie agrees. When do we leave?
As soon as you can pack your bags. It's off to adventure with Charlie, thanks to Fido Friendly Magazine. To find your next family adventure that includes your furry family friend, log on to FidoFriendly.com.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Stacey Cohen for Animal Radio. There's an Illinois scientist who says he's discovered prehistoric remains that belong to a reptile that's thought to be the one-time lizard-eating ruler of the sea. I thought that was Charlie Tuna, the king of the sea. Well, I guess not. The Chicago Tribune says field museum scientist Jim Holstein uncovered the fossil remains of this so-called T-Rex of the sea while he was on a trek through the Nevada mountains. The 28-foot-long reptile, considered to be a super predator, died about 245 million years ago. Scientists believe the remains are of the earliest type of ichthyosaur. That's the Greek word for fish lizard. Experts say it closely resembled a dolphin, but here's what's really weird. It evolved from being a land animal to a sea animal. So it went from the land to the sea. I don't know. I find that kind of hard to believe that it could live outside of, you know, in the mountains, then all of a sudden be able to make it under the sea. But weirder things have happened. I mean, the sea's parted by itself, too. So who am I to judge? With so many pet businesses and services dotting the landscape these days, it's hard to know which one is the right one for you and your pet. You know, if you're considering a pet sitter, here's some tips. You want to screen your pet sitter and make sure that security is top-notch for him. So start by getting references from your friends, your neighbors, and your coworkers. You want to interview your pet sitter before you hire them. Ask them if they know pet first aid and CPR. Look, Mama Cass Elliott, remember her? She used to play the guitar. Mama's and the Papa. She choked on, I think it was a corned beef sandwich. That could happen to your pet, and you want somebody that can do the Heimlich maneuver or whatever. Ask if the pet sitter is a pet parent themselves, because if they've never been one, you know, they don't know how to handle pets. Nobody knows how to take care of your furry loved one like another pet parent. Be sure the pet sitter is bonded if they're part of a business with other staff members. You know, there are certifications now. There's NAPPS. That's a certification program where pet sitters can take courses in topics like animal care and health issues. So when it comes, to your pet sitter, you want to do a check on them. You can go to the Better Business Bureau and see if they have any complaints. Also, you want to make sure that they are bonded because you may have a piece of jewelry that you'd like to keep. I'm Stacy Cohen. Get more animal breaking news at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Here's Hal and Judy.
And I welcome back to Animal Radio, Alan Anderson of Alan and Linda Anderson. Alan was a cop till, I think, what, 1996, Alan?
That's right, yes.
And then you formed the Angels Animal Network, or the Animal Angels Network?
Yes, that's right. We, Linda and I created Angel Animals Network to share stories about those amazing, amazing experiences people have with their pets.
Mm. How does one go from being a cop to, I mean, it's quite a drastic change.
In a big city, too.
Yeah, it is a drastic change. You know, in a way, it's kind of interesting because I've always liked and enjoyed writing. My degree was in journalism, and I was going that direction when circumstances happened where I really wasn't able to do that. So I decided to do police work to gather more story ideas. And when I got into it, I really liked doing the work because I enjoyed helping people. It's just an amazing way of doing something that actually does some good in the very basic elements of society. And you know, on some of those calls, I would see how the family pet, the family dog, would really be the only adult in the room when it came to comforting and trying to calm things down and trying to be there with the children and helping them through the crisis. And I just love that. I said, you know, I'm gonna write about this. I really want to write about this one day.
Well, you've written a lot, and the latest, I love the latest, a dog named Leaf. It's deep. I'll tell you, it's a hero from heaven who saved my life. Tell us a little bit about Leaf.
Well, Leaf is, we adopted Leaf when he was about a year old from the shelter, and he was as adorable and as cute as he can be. He's a Cocker Spaniel, all black, and he was just adorable. But we found out, Sue found out, that he came from a background that, you know, was unknown. At the time, he was abandoned, and apparently there was some abuse, so he was a total, complete, emotional and otherwise wreck in every way. Mm. We brought him home, and he did not fit in at all. He just was not used to being inside. He was not potty trained. He was snapping and doing just things that dogs ought not to do in order if they're going to be able to become a family member.
Mm. Did you think you made a mistake?
Well, I personally thought to myself, I wasn't ever going to give up on this dog. But somehow, somewhere in my deepest subconscious, I probably wondered, was this the right thing to do? And I don't want to admit to that, but I really do know in my heart that I wasn't going to give up Weldon because he was very special and there was something going on between me and him, even at that time, because we both sort of came from a viewpoint of not trusting people because of my background in police work and his background in that just a little pup, a year old, going through trauma, maybe we don't even know what it was, but he didn't really think people were trustworthy.
He saved your life.
He certainly did.
How is that? What did he do?
In many different ways. He was there for me during a crisis when I had to go through brain surgery to repair a aneurysm on the frontal section of my brain.
Mm. Now, you weren't even aware that you had that, were you? How did that come about? How did you find out about the aneurysm?
I was having some dizzy spells, and I told my wife, Linda, and of course, you know, if you know Linda, she was very insistent about getting it checked out. I thought it was some inner ear infection, so I went to the doctor, got some x-rays, And I got a call one day when I was in my office. I was working at a computer software company, and I was in my office, and they called me, and they said, the doctor said, well, I have some news for you. You have an unruptured brain aneurysm. And I thought to myself, well, you know, obviously he has the wrong person because I don't, but I asked him, well, where is it? And he said, well, in your brain. He said, put your finger on your forehead. It's about an inch below your finger, right in the center part of your brain, and it needs to be taken care of. Well, I was traumatized. I mean, I had been healthy up to that point. I had no problems physically. I was really doing well. And, of course, like many of us in life, we all rely on our brains, and we don't like to think of it as being broken. So I left my office. I went in the hallway. It was kind of quiet that day. There weren't a lot of people around, and the hallway was deserted. So I was able to have a few minutes just to feel some self-pity and go into some sort of trauma, so to speak, because my father had a stroke at a young age. And during police work, I've seen a lot of people that led miserable lives because of brain damage. And I didn't ever want to be a person that had to rely on others. And I just thought of all the worst possible scenarios with this, even with brain surgery, it would still be something that I did not want to lose any of my capacity for it because I really needed to work and needed to do all the things that
sure.
people do.
Well, you were kind of reluctant to tell Linda. Is that correct?
Oh, I didn't want to tell her at all. I thought if I had this emotional reaction, she would just be just a basket case.
Mm-hmm.
I had no faith in her at all at that point when it came to her emotional reaction because she was always very, very strong when it came to her own ups and downs and challenges in life. But when it came to her kids and it came to me, I would think that she, you know, she always really, really felt bad. Of course, she's, you know, this is just a typical male ego thought of things because women are very strong when it comes to going
yes,
through
we
challenges.
Are.
Hey, that's true. I appreciate you agree with me, Judy.
Well, now, Leif helped you through this.
Leif helped me through this. I did tell Linda, but I told her in a way that allowed her, in my mind, allowed her to ease into it by typing of this beautiful fact sheet of what it was and, you know, all the different positive scenarios, none of the negative stuff, all the internet stuff that was definitely not to look up. And she read that thing and she looked at me and she put it on the table in a very firm way and she said, you have a brain aneurysm, you're going to have brain surgery, and you gave me a memo?
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, you're a writer. That's how you do things.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I think I need to quote you on that.
Well, the book is great. It's a warm, very warm, loving book, A Dog Named Leif, the Hero from Heaven Who Saved My Life. What a cute picture. It's a Cocker Spaniel, right?
Right, and he's actually, we're both happy and healthy, and everything's good. It's really a wonderful uplifting story, and he helped me in ways that we can't get into now, but he was just amazing, both in a very mystical type of way and also in a very physical, upfront way. He was very much there for me through the entire crisis.
How long has he been with you now?
Oh, he's about 7 years old, so he's been with us 6 years. He was a year when they abandoned him at the shelter.
Well, I encourage listeners to check out the story. Alan, thank you so much for spending time with us. And give Leif a big old hug from all of us.
Oh, I'm going to do that. He's going to be hugged so tight, he'll say,
ooh. We'll head back to the phones right after this.
Hey, it's Vinny Penn coming at you, the party animal, on Animal Radio. Hey, Valentine's Day, all right? We're all excited about Valentine's Day. Well, no, that's a lie. I don't even know. You can tell that I riff when I do these. I'm not excited. I'm really not excited about it at all. But the funny thing that I wanted to tell you is I actually saw greeting cards, Valentine's Day cards for your dog or cat. Did I miss the primetime live special? Did I miss the breaking news that you can now teach your dog or cat to read? What? Who came up with this? Who's the lunatic that came up with it? Who's the lunatic that's going to buy it? And then do they like read it to their dude? They bend over to the dog. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I love my dog and he loves me too. What is Valentine's Day cards for your pet? I mean, I understand my dog Cruiser, rest in peace, Cruiser. I remember once I got him a heart-shaped, biscuit snack for Valentine's Day, but I don't know that I would get him a card, even if it was like a scratch and sniff of another dog's butt. Vinny Penn, Party Animal, Animal Radio.
Got an old car? You can donate it and save a life. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help. They want to keep saving lives by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car or truck, running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Call now for free pickup.
800-793-4880. 800-793-4880. That's 800-793-4880.
If you're between the ages of 55 and 63, disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. The average is about $1,300 a month. It's a benefit you are entitled to from working. Use it to pay your normal living expenses. This free call only takes 10 minutes, and it could provide you the necessary financial relief you need. Plus, our services cost you nothing until you receive your benefit check. Save yourself time and aggravation. We know how to get the job done for you as quickly as possible. So if you are physically or mentally disabled and can't return to work, and you're between the ages of 55 and 63, learn if you qualify for your $1,300 a month check. Make this free call right now to the Social Security Disability Helpline.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. Did you know that 1 in 4 people seeking treatment for ED are under 40? So you're not alone. And even better, Hims can help. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs at up to 95% less than the brand names when you get started at hims.com/joy. It all starts with an online intake form. From there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. Through hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds through a 100% online process. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be in the room with real people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.